This is the reading for June 22nd. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered, "My complaint is still bitter today. I groan because God's heavy hand is on me. I wish I knew where to find God so I could go to where He lives. I would present my case before Him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn how He would answer me and would think about what He would say. Would He not argue strongly against me? No, He would really listen to me. Then an honest person could present his case to God, and I would be saved forever by my judge. If I go to the east, God is not there. If I go to the west, I do not see Him. When He is at work in the north, I catch no sight of Him. When He turns to the south, I cannot see Him. But God knows the way that I take, and when He has tested me, I will come out like gold. My feet have closely followed His steps. I have stayed in His way. I did not turn aside. I have never left the commands He has spoken. I have treasured His words more than my own. But He is the only God. Who can come against Him? He does anything He wants. He will do to me what He said He would do, and He has many plans like this. That is why I am frightened of Him. When I think of this, I am afraid of Him. God has made me afraid. The Almighty terrifies me. But I am not hidden by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face." 2 Chronicles chapter 3. These are David's sons who were born in Hebron. The first was Amnon, whose mother was Ahinoam from Jezreel. The second son was Daniel, whose mother was Abigail from Carmel. The third son was Absalom, whose mother was Maacah, daughter of Talmai, the king of Geshur. The fourth son was Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth son was Shephatiah, whose mother was Abital. The sixth son was Ithream, whose mother was Eglah. These six sons of David were born to him in Hebron, where David ruled for 7.5 years. David ruled in Jerusalem 33 years. These were his children who were born in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, the four children of David and Bathsheba, Amiel's daughter. David's other nine children were Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Nogah, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. These were all of David's sons, except for those born to his slave women. David also had a daughter named Tamar. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Rehoboam's son was Abijah. Abijah's son was Asa. Asa's son was Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat's son was Jehoram. Jehoram's son was Ahaziah. Ahaziah's son was Joash. Joash's son was Amaziah. Amaziah's son was Azariah. Azariah's son was Jotham. Jotham's son was Ahaz. Ahaz's son was Hezekiah. Hezekiah's son was Manasseh. Manasseh's son was Amon, and Amon's son was Josiah. These were Josiah's sons. His first son was Johanan. His second was Jehoiakim. His third was Zedekiah, and his fourth was Shalem. Jehoiakim was followed by Jehoiachin, and he was followed by Zedekiah. Jehoiachin was taken as a prisoner. His sons were Shealtiel, Micharaim, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nebadiah. Pedaiah's sons were Zerubbabel and Shemaiah. Zerubbabel's sons were Meshulam and Hananiah, and their sister was Shilamith. Zerubbabel also had five other sons: Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hashadiah, and Jashub Hesed. Hananiah's descendants were Pelatiah and Jeshiah, and the sons of Raphiah, Arnon, Obadiah, and Shechaniah. Shechaniah's son was Shemaiah. Shemaiah's sons were Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat. There were six in all. Neriah had three sons: Elioenai, Hezekiah, and Azricam. Elioenai had seven sons: Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani. 2 Chronicles chapter 4. Judah's descendants were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah was Shobal's son. Reiah was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. They were the family groups of the Zorathite people. Hur was the oldest son of Caleb and his wife, Ephrathah. Hur was the leader of Bethlehem. His three sons were Edom, Penuel, and Ezer. Edom's sons were Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. They had a sister named Hazzelponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. Tekoa's father was Ashur. Ashur had two wives named Telah and Naarah. The sons of Ashur and Naarah were Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Hashatari. These were the descendants of Naarah. Hela's sons were Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz. Kaz was the father of Anub, Hazobibah, and the Aharhel family group. Aharhel was the son of Haram. There was a man named Jabez who was respected more than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because she said, "I was in much pain when I gave birth to him." Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, "Please do good things for me and give me more land. Stay with me and don't let anyone hurt me. Then I won't have any pain." And God did what Jabez had asked. Caleb, Shuha's brother, was the father of Mahir. Mahir was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Raphah, Pasiah, and Tehinah. Tehinah was the father of the people from the town of Nahash. These people were from Rechah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. Othniel's sons were Hathath and Meonothai. Meonothai was the father of Ophrah. Sariah was the father of Joab. Joab was the ancestor of the people from Craftsman Valley, named that because the people living there were craftsmen. Caleb was Jephunneh's son. Caleb's sons were Iru, Elah, and Nain. Elah's son was Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons were Ziph, Ziphah, Tariah, and Asarel. Ezra's sons were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered married Bithiah, the daughter of the king of Egypt. The children of Mered and Bithiah were Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba. Ishba was the father of Eshtemoa. Mered also had a wife from Judah, who gave birth to Jared, Heber, and Jekuthiel. Jared became the father of Gedor, Heber became the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel became the father of Zenoah. Hodiah's wife was Nahum's sister. The sons of Hodiah's wife were Eshtemoa and the father of Keilah. Keilah was from the Carmite people, and Eshtemoa was from the Maacathite people. Shimon's sons were Amnon, Rena, Benhanan, and Tilon. Ishi's sons were Zoheth and Benzoheth. Shelah was Judah's son. Shelah's sons were Ladah, Jochim, and the men from Kozabah, Joash, and Seraph. Was the father of Lakah. Ladah was the father of Marishah and the family groups of linen workers at Beth Ashbea. Joash and Seraph ruled in Moab and Jeshubah, Lehem. The writings about this family are very old. These sons of Shelah were potters. They lived in Netaim and Gederah and worked for the king. Simeon's sons were Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's son was Shalem. Shalem's son was Mibsam. Mibsam's son was Mishma. Mishma's son was Hamuel. Hamuel's son was Zakur. Zakur's son was Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so there were not as many people in their family group as there were in Judah. Shimei's children lived in Beersheba, Moladah, Hazar Shual, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Sharaim. They lived in these cities until David became king. The 5 villages near these cities were Etam, Ain, Ramon, Token, and Ashan. There were also other villages as far away as Baalath. This is where they lived, and they wrote the history of their family. The men in this list were leaders of their family groups: Meshabab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah. Joshabiah was the son of Sariah, who was the son of Asiel. Elioni, Jacobah, and Jeshahiah, Asahiah, Adiel, Jesamiel, Benaiah, and Ziza. Ziza was the son of Shiphi, who was the son of Alon. Alon was the son of Jediah, who was the son of Shimri, and Shimri was the son of Shemaiah. These families grew very large. They went outside the city of Gedor to the east side of the valley to look for pasture for their flocks. They found good pastures with plenty of grass, and the land was open country and peaceful and quiet. Ham's descendants had lived there in the past. These men who were listed came to Gedor while Hezekiah was king of Judah. They fought against the Hamites, destroying their tents, and also against the Munites who lived there and completely destroyed them. So there are no Munites there even today. Then these men began to live there because there was pasture for their flocks. Ishi's son, Pelatiah, Neriah, and Rephaiah, and Uzziel led 500 of the Simeonites and attacked the people living in the mountains of Edom. They killed the few Amalekites who were still alive. From that time until now, these Simeonites have lived in Edom.
Chapter 6.
At that time, as the number of disciples grew, Greek-speaking Jews complained about the Hebrew-speaking Jews. The Greek-speaking Jews claimed that the widows among them were neglected every day when food and other assistance was distributed. The 12 apostles called all the disciples together and told them, "It's not right for us to give up God's word in order to distribute food. So, brothers and sisters, choose 7 men whom the people know are spiritually wise. We will put them in charge of this problem. However, we will devote ourselves to praying and to serving in ways that are related to the word." The suggestion pleased the whole group. So they chose Stephen, who was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and they chose Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus, who had converted to Judaism in the city of Antioch. The disciples had these men stand in front of the apostles, who prayed and placed their hands on these 7 men. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem grew very large. A large number of priests accepted the faith. Stephen was a man filled with God's favor and power. He did amazing things and performed miracles. One day, some men from the cities of Cyrene and Alexandria and the provinces of Cilicia and Asia started an argument with Stephen. They belonged to a synagogue called Freedmen's Synagogue. They couldn't argue with Stephen because he spoke with the wisdom that the Spirit had given him. Then they bribed some men to lie. These men said, "We heard him slander Moses and God." The liar stirred up trouble among the people, the leaders, and the scribes. So they went to Stephen, took him by force, and brought him in front of the Jewish council. Some witnesses stood up and lied about Stephen. They said, "This man never stopped saying bad things about the holy place and Moses' teachings. We heard him say that Jesus from Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs that Moses gave us." Everyone who sat in the council stared at him and saw that his face looked like an angel's face.